So I'm going to ask you a question. What would you give as a gift to a newborn baby? What would you give as a gift to a newborn baby? Let's have some ideas. Come on, guys. Wake up. It's Christmas morning. A teddy. Okay, that's a nice one.
Nappies.
I'm sure the baby would say thank you very much for the nappies. Anything else? What would you give to a newborn baby?
Premium
clothes. Premium bonds. Oh, dear. Okay. What would you give as a gift to the parents of a newborn baby? I'm wondering if some of the answers you've already given me would be better for the parents, but let's have some for the parents, yeah? Congratulation card, yeah? Earplugs, yeah? Something else that you could give to the... I think the nappies that someone said, nappies, I think the parents would understand that more than the kid. Anything else?
Hot milk.
Hot milk.
A dinner.
A hot dinner. For the parents. Ah, you could take them a meal, like a... Yeah. Yeah. Anything else? Baby's clothes, yeah. That'd be nice. Love. Milk. Okay. Would you give treasure as a gift to a newborn baby? Treasure. Like gold and diamonds and stuff like that. Would you? To a newborn baby? No one's answering, but people are shaking their heads. Okay. Gold? Some jewelry, you would. Yeah. Yeah. I can see you're wearing a lot of jewelry this morning. Was that given to you when you were a baby? Okay. Would you give treasure as a gift to the parents of a newborn baby? What, the baby is the treasure? Wow. It's interesting, yeah. I kind of think giving treasure to the parents might be better. They might know how to look after it. I mean, give little diamonds to a kid, they might swallow them or something, you know. So the question now is, who brought treasure when they visited Jesus in Bethlehem? Who brought treasure? The Magi, yeah. I've had the kings, the Magi, yeah. The Bible refers to them as Magi or Magi. Don't know where you get your pronunciation from, but Magi will do for me. Let's read this passage from Matthew chapter 2. Because there's something very interesting about this. Something very interesting. Matthew chapter 2, verse 1. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem, and they asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the child, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and they worshipped him. And then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. So let me ask again the question, who brought treasure when they visited Jesus in Bethlehem? The Magi, okay, that is correct. What did Mary treasure? The memory, the events. This is the really interesting thing for me. In the two Gospels, we have the word treasure and treasured. And they're not in the same account. And they're not regarding the same people. You've got the Magi who bring treasure. And whilst I'm sure that Mary and Joseph were very grateful for the treasure, the Bible doesn't say that they treasured the treasure. But it does say about something else that you've been alluding to, that Mary treasured. The Bible says that there was something that Mary treasured. What on earth could Mary have treasured more than the gold, the frankincense, the myrrh that the Magi brought them? Well, of course, that's not even the right question. What on earth could Mary have treasured? Because what she was given didn't come from earth. What she treasured came from heavenly beings. The thing that Mary treasured was not the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh that the Magi brought, but the words of the angels as reported to her by the shepherds. Let's read those words for ourselves, and they're in Luke chapter 2. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off, and they found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. This is, to me, amazing. The Bible tells us that the Magi brought treasure, but that Mary treasured the words of the smelly shepherds. The words of the smelly shepherds as they reported what the angels had said to them. They were words about Jesus, Mary's son. This event was so amazing that the shepherds weren't going to be telling Mary and Joseph, like, you know, what they'd been doing that day or about their sheep and so on. They were telling about this angelic visitation and the words that the angels spoke, that spoke directly about their son, Jesus, their Savior, Jesus, our Savior, Jesus. Let's just extract from the text the words So the angels had said to them, do not be afraid. Is that a word that's valid for all of us this morning? Do not be afraid. Are there things that make you afraid? Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Mary's being told that this son of hers isn't just good news for them as mom and dad. This is good news for everyone. Today in the town of David, a savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah. He is the Lord. This is what the angel said to the shepherds, and we assume the shepherds said to Mary, and Mary treasured this in her heart. The fact that to her is born Messiah, to her is born a Savior. And then the angels, first of all, it was the angel, and then the angels together, the heavenly host, had said, glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. There's a real challenge for all of us, you know. God's favor and God's peace rests on those who allow his favor and his peace to rest on them. This is what Mary treasured. Yes, the treasure that the Magi gave to Jesus was a very significant gift. But for Mary, the real treasure was to know that the Savior has been born. And I'll leave us with just two questions. What about us? Will we, or what will we treasure the most this Christmas? What will we treasure the most this Christmas? Amen.